The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
In recent months, we've witnessed a troubling surge in riot activity across Ireland, Northern Ireland and the UK. And these events have sparked widespread concern and debate and have been covered greatly by the media. But could media coverage be adding fuel to the fire? Well, Dr. Katie Brown is postdoctoral fellow at Maynooth University through Irish Research Council and has been conducting some very interesting research into far-right discourse in the media. Good morning, Katie.
Hi, thanks for having me.
It's a pleasure to have you on. Tell us a little bit about your research.
Yeah, so I'm at Maynooth University in the Department of Media Studies. And what I'm interested in is the role that the media play in normalising far-right politics. So I think a lot of our attention, quite understandably, is on the far-right. But actually, we also need to look at how our mainstream politicians and parties, and also the media, how they contribute to the rise of this kind of politics as well.
So do you think that media outlets then give more credence to these groups, which in reality may be quite small in numbers, but the fact that we keep, you know, painting them as almost panto villains in the media gives fuel to the fire?
Yeah, I think that's a really important aspect of it. I think there's almost this kind of voyeurism, this morbid fascination with the far right. And obviously it is important that we do report on them and their activities, especially with what we've seen over recent days and months and years, in fact. So it's not to deny that we need to report on them. But sometimes those voices are amplified in the media beyond what their popularity demands. I mean, in the build-up to the elections in the UK, for example, research from Loughborough University showed that Nigel Farage was the third most reported on individual in the build-up to the vote after Keir Starmer and Rishi Sunak. So, you know, even though Reform UK had not had any clear grounding for that, he was pushed in the media. So we really need to pay attention to those dynamics as well when we think about reporting on the far right.
You know, the far right have been accused of playing on the using the currency of fear to drum up support and to fill that vacuum that maybe political parties have left in place by staying silent on particular issues. But it could also be said that, you know, the news business also makes money from the currency of fear. There's a reason that your average news bulletin, you know, on any media outlet or the front of a newspaper is going to have negative news. Fear sells.
Yeah, it definitely, there's this kind of idea that it can create clicks and therefore is tied to media success. So I think that's a really important factor as well. But I also think that, you know, mainstream political parties have often not been silent on the issues like immigration, for example. They've actually been feeding into anti-immigration discourses, the dehumanization of Muslims, etc. So I think there's important dynamics there as well, where they amplify the issues that the far right like to talk about and like to fight on. I mean, if you look, just because with the riots that we've seen in the UK over the past few days, you know, the previous Conservative government, they used the slogan "Stop the Boats," and we've seen people chanting "Stop the Boats" in these riots. So you can see direct links there between the political discourse and the action that there is on the ground.
I mean, a lot of the far-right self-justification is around free speech. That's certainly, you know, Elon Musk's, battle cry is that, you know, we're not going to change anything because people can say anything they want. That's the nature of free speech. How do we allow for free speech, but at the same time not give extra energy to the hatred that comes with the kind of violence that we've seen and the kind of element that is so vocal in social media?
Yeah, I mean, the far right has become one of their, you know, rallying cries around free speech. But, you know, that doesn't mean freedom to denigrate communities, to stir up hatred. So I think we really need to push back against the idea that anything goes when you're taken away from the humanity of particular communities. That's not free speech. That's racism. It's anti-trans rhetoric. So we really need to push back against that. And I mean, Musk himself has been playing into a lot of the disinformation that we've seen over recent days. I think it was a couple of days ago he retweeted from Britain's First the idea that Keir Starmer was going to send people to the Falkland Islands for being involved in the riots. You know, this is completely false. So Musk himself is a key figure in this.
If you are a news outlet, though, and say, for instance, you know, take the example of what happened in Coolock recently in Ireland, you know, if there is an incident where there are fires, there's violence, there's attacks on police, you know, you as a news outlet, you have a responsibility to report that. So how do you do that without, you know, giving extra oxygen to elements who are relying on that publicity?
Absolutely. I think, you know, there is a duty to report on these issues, especially because they are having an effect, on communities of colour, the kinds of violence that they've been experiencing. So it's really important that we do report on them. But I think in these scenarios, there are a range of things that you can do. But, you know, instead of amplifying far right voices, who are often the loudest or the most reported on, we can think about the voices of people who are actively combating the far right. As we've seen with people coming out in anti-racist demonstrations, so we can amplify their voices in these scenarios as well. Another aspect that we see often in media coverage is the euphemizing of far right politics. So not always calling it far right, referring to it as populist, for example. That's one of the kind of key buzzwords that we see at the minute. And actually, far-right actors quite like the term populism, even though it is often used negatively. It creates this link between being popular, being with the people. So we've seen that proliferate in media coverage. And actually, it's not calling out the key factor in this, which is the racism, the Islamophobia, the anti-LGBTQ plus politics that underlies it. So I think calling a spade is also an important factor in this.
Mm. Isn't it also important to recognise the role of the very far left, though, as well, in terms of all of this? And sometimes the intolerance on that side gets a free pass and can be said to have played a role in the fact that people feel like they can't have a voice. Certainly not the extreme far right voices, but cancel culture and everything that's come with that maybe has also added fuel to this.
But I think that's also kind of feeding into these far-right talking points. When you look at the anti-racist protests that we've seen over recent days, these have been largely non-violent. They've been sending a strong message of acceptance, of wanting equality. And so there's a fundamental difference there in that left-wing politics in its purest form is the pursuit of equality between people, whereas the right is about maintaining inequalities. So there is a fundamental difference in the type of politics that we see there.
Yeah. When will your research be complete and for you to have all your results and get even more insights?
Well, I'm about halfway through at the moment. So I've been analysing broadsheet coverage of the far right. And the next phase of my research, I want to talk to journalists. I want to interview them to find out the kinds of challenges that they face in these scenarios. Because ideally, I want to come up with some guidelines to help journalists report on the far right without normalising them. And I think, you know, I need to listen to journalists and their experiences to understand how we can best build that kind of framework together.
It's interesting research. Dr. Katie Brown, postdoctoral fellow at Maynooth University through Irish Research Council. Thank you for chatting to us this morning.
Thank you very much.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.